Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 7th of January, recording at 9:41 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights today. Well, we definitely had some money removed from the table here today. Stock markets were generally easier, less so in Asia, although the Hang Seng was down quite sharply. 3.37%, and we also saw selling in Europe, moderate selling in Europe, and Wall Street though closed weaker still, with declines on average of 3% for the main indices. In currencies, we had a generally weaker U.S. dollar, with the dollar index coming down to 82.25, but the precious metals were roiled in here today, both up and down, and ending down. Silver down 40 cents as I speak. Gold down nearly $21 at 843. Platinum, to my chagrin, having taken my profit too soon, closed up again, pushed up over $1,000 before falling back to 987. The other commodities were pretty well all easier here today, except for cocoa. Okay, so what's going on here generally? Well, in terms of the UK stock market index, and I think most European stock market indices, following 6 days on the upside, we have seen a small downward dynamic in here. Wall Street's moves on the upside had been a little bit less emphatic than what we had seen in Europe. So, for instance, with the Dow and the S&P only just nudging above their December highs and falling back in here today. Now, we can expect plenty of ranging activity in these markets, and given the uncertainty that still exists, and although the year ended on a firm footing and January 2nd was certainly a positive day, we can expect a lot of overall ranging activity, particularly if these patterns resemble, or not least if these patterns are extended base formations, or base formations, I should say, that are still extending, still developing, as is quite likely the case. Remember, a Fuller Money theme is that we've always looked for a long convalescence in here, and that's hardly surprising given the clouds over the outlook for corporate profits, given the uncertainty generally that still exists. Nevertheless, you net all this out, and while today's move has checked the upward bias, I suspect, for at least the short term, we would still need to see moves below those December lows to indicate really significant deterioration overall. And that's pretty much it on equities. Ranging patterns with a gradual upward bias for the most part, but rallies checked in here today, it looks like. Now, long-dated government bonds had a quieter day, very modest gains in the U.S. as I speak, some profit-taking in the bunds and UK gilts. The dollar, I mentioned, also is a little easier in here. It's mostly range trading. There's a lot of bearish sentiment towards the dollar, and I share that sentiment generally, although I've always felt that talk of a collapse was wide of the mark. I can easily understand why the U.S.'s creditor nations, and the two big ones would be China and Japan, I can well understand why they would be wary of holding, let alone adding, to their US dollar positions overall with the budget deficit in the United States just ballooning dramatically, and with interest rates being so low. However, there are other factors. No other country wants to, or region, such as the Eurozone, none of them want to assume the role of global reserve currency. So the dollar, by default, remains the reserve currency generally. When the euro was receiving spillover attention from those who were moving out of dollars, and the euro rallied quite sharply, the European Central Bank moved to check its advance. So again, we have this background where no country wants a strong currency. We've seen this over and over again over the years, but we see it particularly in this environment where we have a severe global recession underway and all the deflationary fears. Now, that's a good environment overall for gold, of course, but getting back to the dollar and the other main currencies, I think that the creditor nations holding the dollars, the big dollar positions, are unlikely to dump aggressively. I think if they try to shift out of those positions gradually over time, that would make sense. But they have a vested interest in the dollar not collapsing, not least being that the US remains a vital export market for their products. Although the US is obviously importing less than it was previously, it still remains a very, very large market for China and for Japan and for the other export nations. If the US economy remains weak over a long period of time, in other words, if the US economy has a just a very, very slow pickup when this recession finally bottoms, that may well tempt some of the creditor nations to pull more of their money out of US dollars. But overall, I think we are probably going to see the dollar index range bound for a number of months and possibly longer. And in the medium term, however, there's probably more downside bias than upside bias, in my view. Now, precious metals. If you look at gold in all the different currencies in which it's shown in the chart library, you'll see pretty strong uptrend evidence overall. And I think this is an environment in which gold will continue to show relative strength generally, but it's been choppy, and that may well continue for a while longer. Volatility has certainly decreased since the climactic activity that we had seen back in October and November, and that level of volatility, I think, was never going to last for very long, thankfully, because it made markets exceptionally difficult to deal with. But there's still enough uncertainty around, evidenced by VIX, which is hovering around the 40 level, but historically that's still fairly high. It's come down from 80, which is a big improvement, and the overall trend is in the right direction. But that a level around 40 still indicates nervousness, concern about volatility. What else to mention here? Industrial metals, they've had a good run recently. There were the stories of the reweighting of the indices. No doubt there were the commodity indices. No doubt there were some short positions there. A number of those downtrends for the industrial metals, or all of the downtrends for industrial metals, have lost consistency, leading us to believe that the bottoming out and base building process is underway, and underway in the region of the upper side of the former base formations. So they look interesting down at these levels, but here also that base building process of in terms of new bases may well be lengthy, leading to some choppy action. But in terms of medium to longer term potential, my hunch is that there's much more upside for the industrial metals than downside. And crude oil also has most probably commenced a base building process again, which may be relatively lengthy, judging from what's happened following past burst bubbles. And I think that's pretty much it. Here, so I'll just conclude with where I started, saying it looks as if investors have turned a little bit more cautious here after the rallies at year-end and the very beginning of the year, and have taken some money off the table. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.